Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
This one's great fun, and we do it quickly, too, so get ready. All right? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bounce, 2, 3, 4. Back and forth, back and forth. Bounce, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Back and forth quickly on each hip. Keep going. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bounce, 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 bounce. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Bounce, bounce, bounce. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Don't get carried away now. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Hip, hip, hip. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bounce, 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 bounce. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Keep on bouncing. 1, 2, 3, 4. And continue.
Bounce, bounce, bounce. It's me.
Bounce, bounce, woo.
Start to me,
and I'm the Moondog.
And welcome back to Jeez Please. In the cutting room floor, we are getting physical.
That's right. And I tell you, if Ed Allen there didn't inspire you to get up off your easy chair and work that body.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have those washboard abs you've always wanted just by bouncing up and down in one spot, man. Me, I'm just going to sit here working my arm out with the fried chicken. You know what I mean?
Couch potato, that's you.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that was Ed Allen, early television's expert on exercises. And you know, Snarf, dude, he has no internet presence at all.
Really?
I couldn't find any information out about the guy. I found the record used like a long time ago.
And yeah.
That was just an excerpt from it. I think he's from the 50s.
Could be.
Judging by the sound and the music and all that.
In there with Jack LaLanne, who was big in the 50s as well.
Same era. So
yeah.
If anybody knows anything about Ed Allen, why not to drop us a line on the message boards or on our email on the website?
We'd appreciate it.
We'll give you information. And as Snarf Dude said, let's get physical. That's the theme of this week's cutting room floor. We've got some of the television's fitness gurus.
I feel like sweating to the oldies.
Yes, me too.
There is a hint for you.
That is a hint for you right there. And, of course, Richard Simmons.
Oh, yes. What's he doing now? Some kind of mattress commercials, these days?
Sealy, I think.
Okay.
The bowling ball mattress.
Yeah,
you see him on that every once in a while, and they're funny ads, actually. They play on his whole persona about being annoying.
Yeah, and he turns up on David Letterman every so often,
annoying. Oh, that's hilarious. Letterman just rips into him. It's hilarious.
But if you're not familiar with Richard Simmons, I think we shall play a cut off his album, and I'm sure you'll realize he's really annoying.
He co-wrote this album, too. Track on this record, it's from 1981, back when he was still a young man. And I say we just let it rip. This is called Lift It Up, and it's here to inspire you to get in shape.
Right here on Cheese, Please.
All right, now lay down on the floor, on your back. Hold your stomach in really tight because we're going to work on the stomach. Now, I know what you're saying, but you really need this. We're going to do leg grabs. So keep your elbows high. Bring your chin to your chest. Hold that stomach in and
you
go.
You got to work. You got to sleep. It's going to hurt, but be brave. Any mountain you can climb. If you just make up your mind. Chips. It's not you'll do it one day. You got to do it someday. You can.
Okay, let's go. Cheese and cheese and still more cheese. Cheese and cheese and still more cheese. Begins to sound like Cheesy Monkey.
Cheese, please.
Are you ready to get moving?
Joanne, I'm ready. Are you ready to keep moving?
Let's go.
Welcome back to Cheese, Please. I'm the Moondog.
And I'm the Snarf Dude. Oh, yeah.
And that was the Body Break Team.
The Body Break Team, actually, they're known in Canada through their participation public service announcements.
Yes.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, try checking out www.bodybreak.com. bodybreak.com or bodybreak.ca.
Yeah, Hal and Joanne, they're like uber celebrities here in Canada. And
I don't know why.
Yeah, I think everybody like hates them with a passion. And if you saw
the bodybreak spots, turn it off!
Let's put it this way. Most people in Canada, if you saw Hal and Joanne at a crosswalk, you'd probably keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Hal and Joanne at a crosswalk, I'd speed up.
That's what I'm saying. You'd put the pedal to the metal. And of course, this week at the Cutting Room Floor, it's the Let's Get Physical Edition, celebrating those of us that want to shed those extra pounds, except for Snarf Dude.
Yeah.
He's Callista freaking Flockhart with facial hair.
I'm like a beanpole.
Yeah, I mean, some people would kill for that, though.
Yeah, I know. But we were thinking of incorporating the 20-minute workout soundtrack.
Oh, the 20-minute eye strain is those of us used
20
to go.
20-minute hard-on, I think.
Can we say that?
Can I say that?
I think you can. You just did, so we'll leave it
in
there.
Well, the problem is, with that album, it's more, they're not saying anything entertaining. It's like,
oh, really?
Four more. Three more.
And
two
it,
more.
You know what? Without the visuals there, it's just not the same thing.
That's exactly it. Yeah. So it's no sense. At least Richard Simmons is entertaining. And we'll play one more cut off that.
One thing I want to point out, I noticed that Hal and Joanne are pretty cheap. They were like in the little intro of their song, and then there's just some nameless studio musicians going on for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Richard Simmons got down there, and he's singing on his songs.
Yeah,
if you can call it that.
Yeah.
He's doing something, you know, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, we had to put in Hal Joanne. We're from Canada.
Oh, exactly.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Anyway, we'll play one more Richard Simmons cut. What's it called?
I don't know. You've got it all queued up there.
Oh, it's called Don't Tell Me, as I look at the record label quickly.
Don't Tell Me. This is Richard Simmons.
Right here on Cheese, Please.
Work on the ways together, okay? So give me really good posture, and don't tell me you can't do this, because see, I know you can. Here we go, side crawls, one. Don't feed me lies about all the time you try to change your life when you sneak downstairs for that one eclair in the middle of the night. Change!
Don't understand.
Ah, now that I want to put on my wall and be proud that I own.
Don't you think? For two if there's only you. Come on, were truer words ever spoken?
Well, I mean, that really makes me want to go back to the 80s, doesn't it?
Oh, man, that's Richard Simmons here on the cutting room floor getting physical with you this week. I hope you worked up a major sweat.
Personally,
I worked up a real urge to vomit, but...
Can I throw the record out the door?
I paid good money for that. I don't think so.
Oh, you paid good money, then you admit it?
I think it was about 99 cents.
Oh, well, you know, hey, what can I say? Anyway, coming up, we have one man who thinks he's a train.
Oh, interesting.
And on top of that, we'll have Eva Save-A-Lot in the cutting room, or not cutting room, celebrity slip-up.
And to totally change gears here from, you know, all this workout we've been doing,
yeah,
you're going to hear the Too Fat Polka coming up.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Well, let's roll it right after this.